The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome to the Speaking Podcast. I'm here with my co-hosts, Jay Black and Jessica Gibson. What's going on, guys?
Hi, Bill.
All right, one thing is very evident from 2 weeks ago when we last had this conversation. Jay, you got a haircut.
Got a haircut. I have my head buzzed by my wife in my backyard. Not buzzed, but, you know, chopped down a little bit. I've got heavy hair, Bill.
I see a lot.
Was it?
A lot. Like, how much did it weigh? Did you just let it flow all over the backyard? Did you put it in a bag? What'd you do?
We're currently using it to weigh down a tarp in the backyard. So fairly heavy. I've got dense hair. I don't know why my hair is so dense, but it's heavy.
Jessica, I know you noticed right as I came on, there is something that looks like it fell behind Jay's couch.
Yeah, here, let me show you a little bit.
What is that?
Explain himself and the status of the spring back here.
I'm not involved in this at all. I will explain. When we first moved in, there were these giant shelves in the garage. And as if you give shelves to a pack rat, and my wife is a pack rat, the shelves will be filled. So over the course of this woodworking pandemic, as I call it, I've taken the shelves down. I've reworked them into a workbench / desk area out back. And that meant all of the stuff that was shoved into those giant shelves had to come back into the house. And I said to my wife, go through it and get
rid of it. Why wouldn't you just leave it in the garage? I don't understand why it would come from the garage into the house. Why didn't you just stack it into the garage?
Bill, because I did that 10 years ago, and it was still there as of 3 weeks ago. So I said, I'll bring it in. And it worked, because this is down, I'd say.
It very much did not work.
No, it's down 90% from where it was, Bill.
If we were this far into the quarantine and that project had not been tackled yet, I would be so mad.
But here's what I'll tell you.
Right? That should have been the first thing you did, Jay. It'd be done by now.
No, let me tell you something. It's not me, Bill. I would throw all of this out. This project would be done in 8 minutes.
Can you show us what some of the things are? Is that okay? Like, I'm now curious. Like, what's the big pink box? I see a lot of interesting stuff. I feel like you could throw half that on eBay.
Thank God he's wearing pants.
Jessica, I just thought the same thing. The pants rule is enforced in the Black household.
Oh, these are shorts.
What is that?
Yeah, not underwear. So
are your daughters past that age of playing with that thing?
Yeah. I don't know if they ever played with it. It's been in the garage for 2 years. So I brought it out. Nobody wants to play with it.
Why don't you just literally put it on the curb?
Bill, that you are being reasonable in an unreasonable house with a woman that, I was just telling Jessica, we had three strollers, Bill, three of them. Let me tell you something. None of my kids go in strollers anymore.
No.
Why do I have three strollers?
I told him
his kids just planning, his wife's just planning on more kids and hasn't told him yet.
But even when we had kids in strollers, they can't use three.
No. All right, what else you got there?
Here, let me see.
Jessica, I feel like it's a scavenger hunt that we've just started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of toys. You can make
a lot of money. I've got some holidays.
Yeah, I think you should like raid that vacuum for parts and go fix something.
I've got this, a prize wheel. Bill, choose a number.
Let's go with 8.
We'll have a carnival themed podcast.
As far from you, you got a 1, Bill. You lost.
Wait, I feel like I could use that for something. Maybe the next event.
Yeah, we could do the wheel of porn.
What about the ladder, Jay? What's the thing off the wall?
What is that
behind the couch?
The thing off the wall, the ladder thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's just a decoration that fell. So that one's on me.
And you just haven't had the time to put it back up? Like, I'm feeling you got some time,
back
guys.
Back there, because there's all that, look at all that crap, Bill. I'm going to go show you the garage. I can't do it now, but I'll send you a picture of the garage and the work that I did. It's beautiful in the garage.
Did it have to be the wheel of porn? Why?
Well, because it combines my two favorite things, chance and porn.
All right. So actually, Jay, you have a big announcement. This podcast is dropping on Wednesday, June 3rd.
Yes.
On Saturday, June 6th, there is a major premiere on Lifetime Television.
The main Lifetime Network. The movie Psycho Yoga Instructor. Not my name. I just need to point that out. Bill?
I will say this. The original draft that you wrote called The Perfect Pose is at least in the description of the movie.
Right, and that's because Lifetime asked us to write a synopsis of it.
So you did it.
Yeah, it was still called The Perfect Pose when I wrote the synopsis. So I sent over the synopsis, and I kept The Perfect Pose in it. They changed the title. I guess no one at Lifetime looked at the synopsis. So if you go online and read it, it's written from the guy who wrote The Perfect Pose. So it's, yeah. Anyway, I did not come here to upset Lifetime. I came here to say Lifetime did a great thing by purchasing a movie that we were all involved with, Bill, our company, Exit 19, helped to produce this.
Our first producer credit. This is a big, a time for celebration.
It is a time for celebration. It's very exciting. We over the course of the last year, I guess, in a couple of months, because we finished the first draft in March of 2019, back when you could go outside. Remember the good old days?
Yeah.
And I was on a cruise when I wrote it. So maybe I was infected with the creativity virus. We went through the last year of many, many ups and a lot of downs getting it to go. And it's got Brady Smith, who is Tiffany Amber Thiessen's husband, is in it. Brian Herzlinger, my best friend from elementary school, directed it, and it's great.
So here is the question: if you can give Jessica a quick synopsis, because the gauge is like your last movie, which you were in.
Right.
It made Jessica cry. So the question is this going to make Jessica cry Saturday night when hopefully the Gibson team sits down to watch it?
No. Yep. This is a thriller. This will make Jessica gasp like that. Like, oh no. Like that. The goal is to make Jessica go, like, oh, I can't. No, don't go in there. You know, like,
I don't know what to respond to that with. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Oh, no. There you go. It's a thriller. I will say that my wife has seen an early copy of it, and she is a very harsh critic, as you can, I mean, obviously. And she said it was her favorite thing that I've ever been involved with.
Really?
So, yeah, she liked it better even than Love Always Santa and Meet My Valentine, which is where the bar was. So I think it might have something to do with the guy playing the yoga instructor, whose name I'm not going to get correct because he's like a big star in Greece, and this is his first English language movie. He is one of the most attractive human beings on the planet Earth. And I'm a firmly heterosexual man, Bill, and even I were like, you know, I could run my hand over those abs.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Right, Jessica? The anticipation is building now.
Yeah.
And 8 o'clock on Lifetime TV. That's huge. It's huge. Congratulations. It was a great script. I'm not surprised they loved it.
Well, congratulations to you, Bill, and congratulations to any investors listening to this podcast that would like to fund movie number two.
You are not beyond a cheap plug, of course.
No, nothing cheap about this plug, Bill.
Well, that is very true. Nothing cheap about it. And you are in the midst of writing the next one.
Yeah, the next couple, actually. I've been, you know, when I'm not woodworking or blowing up my living room, I've been using that new garage office, which I air conditioned.
Wait, you built an office in your garage?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Is the garage door near you right now?
Is the garage door near me?
Yes.
No, I'll go take a picture of it and show it to you.
Are you in the neighborhood right now?
Jessica, don't you think you should walk to the garage?
Why can't from my computer? I'll send it to you. I built a whole garage. It's like work.
Can you take this out there now, or are you on like some kind of an old-fashioned desktop?
I'm on a desktop.
Really? That's so bizarre.
I
thought you were all iPad all the way, iPads all day.
No, I'm big on iPads, but this is when the coronavirus hit, my kids needed like a workstation. So this is the downstairs like workstation. It's got a couple of monitors. It's got the microphone and the nice camera.
Nice.
It's all squared away. But I've been out in that garage, Bill, doing my two favorite things, writing and avoiding my family.
Where's porn on that list?
That falls under the avoiding my family umbrella.
Jessica, you ready to get out of the house? How's it working from home?
I'm so disturbed by this phone, by the Zoom call right now.
I wanted to just brush past it, Jessica, because it seemed inappropriate. So I thought, let's just move right past that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of not exercising, and I can't exercise alone. I found out there's a couch right there. So I'd rather sit on the couch than
exercise. There's a couch, a TV, and a fridge, and it's a dangerous combination. I get it.
Yeah, so I got to get out of the house for all those reasons.
I agree. It's really tough to force yourself to work out without a change of venue. It's like your brain is almost like, hey, no, this isn't our workout space. This is our not workout space.
Jay, you could start by moving all that shit back to the garage.
I'm not giving up my office bill. Can't do that.
What do you mean you air conditioned it?
I bought an air conditioner for just the garage.
I could see how a garage would be like Jay space. Like, who would want to hang out in a garage?
Right. I had
neighbors a long time ago that they turned their garage into a three-season living room, literally from the spring all the way to the fall. Garage door would be open. They had a couch and a love seat and a coffee table and a beer fridge.
I'm thinking about getting
it. I found it odd. I'm going to be honest. I thought it was
a seltzer fridge.
We called them the garage people.
Well, that would be an upgrade for the name that people usually call me. Garage person, I prefer that.
Kind of like a walk-up bar where they just wanted people to join in on their living room.
I don't know. We never got invited to sit in the garage with the garage people. We just kind of watched them from diagonal across the street, and I thought, probably time for us to move.
Yeah. To be fair, Bill, if I was just judging, I would say both you and Jessica, not the type of people that would want to be invited to a garage party.
Something I found out last week. There's a town in Bordentown, New Jersey. My friends live there, and everyone on this Facebook group decided to create a booze fairy during quarantine. So you just write your address into this Facebook group, and someone secretly comes in and just instead of coming up to your garage, leaves a bucket of different beers and tiny little alcohol things.
Really?
At your door.
It's like reverse adult Halloween.
It seems weird to me. No, I guess it's working. They don't stick around to share said booze. They just leave it as a gift. The booze fairy.
No, my one friend has a camera on her doorknob or her doorbell, and a total stranger came up and left her a bucket of booze at her door.
Wait, did they sign up for it? You say they sign up for this. Is it just like
you
a crazy
person? You
signed
up for it in the Facebook group, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I could see this being some dude's kink.
Jay's thinking about signing up.
I think it's equivalent to walking up to your neighbor's garage living room and having a drink on their driveway.
I would agree. I would agree. Very close. Very close to that. All right. So when your booze fairy stops by, you'll have ample beverages to enjoy the formerly known as Perfect Pose movie, Psycho Yoga Teacher. Psycho Yoga Teacher. It's not instructor, right? It's teacher.
Instructor. Psycho Yoga Instructor. It's part of Lifetime's, and I'm happy to be able to say this, part of Lifetime's Psycho series. They have a bunch of psycho movies. Take something that would be in your life, add psycho to it, you got a movie. There's Psycho Call Girl is one, where I haven't read any of the synopses, but my guess would be Psycho Call Girl is a husband sleeps with a call girl, and then the call girl does a fatal attraction and tries to kill the woman. There's Psycho Mom Group, about a group of moms. And
you lost Jessica, Jay. She's out. She's done.
No, I think she's running to put on her TiVo that she's going to watch it right now. Oh, no,
puppy is eating my computer thing.
Oh, what is that?
What is that?
It's for the new Macs.
Yeah, well, oh, it's an adapter to go from USB-A to USB-C. Exactly. Look at that, Bill.
You see that?
Oh, my God. Let me get her.
I'm using... Dogs. Dogs are tough. Yeah. Dogs get big.
Yeah, she's hopefully full grown. Sorry to disrupt your...
No, I'm just looking at that cute doggy.
Psycho Yellow Lab.
Psycho Yellow Lab.
Could you do that, Jay? I like that.
I've already got the pitch. It's about a yellow lab. Who? Wait for it. Psycho.
And there you go. What else can you say?
You know what it is?
All right.
So here's the pitch. It's you're out playing at the park. This is in the future when we're all able to go to parks. And you throw the tennis ball. And the lab runs to get the tennis ball, but brings back a murderer by accident. And the murderer jumps out of the lab's mouth and starts stabbing everybody. Done. Hold on. I'm getting a call. Lifetime Aquatic, guys. Very excited to announce.
Full price. Foreign rights, too.
Yeah. Oh, and foreign. They went for the whole kit and caboodle.
So, Jay, congrats again.
Congrats. Don't keep saying congrats to you as well, Bill.
Look, it was a big deal that all of a sudden there's an Exit 19 production, but the writing is what sold it.
The writing and the acting, a friend of the show, Steve Hofstetter, who appears in the role I wrote for myself.
No kidding. How'd he do?
He did great. He actually did a lot better than I would have. So I'm glad we used him. So when you watch it, Jessica, and you see Hofstetter pop up, go, that could have been Jay.
She's going to say that should have been Jay.
100%. I'm thinking she's going to say that about the yoga instructor when he takes his shirt off and his abs are out. That should have been Jay.
That should have been Jay.
I thought that's what you were working out for, the shirtless scenes.
We're going to have to put that aside until I...
Quarantine killed that.
Yeah. The coronavirus killed a lot of my plans, guys.
All right, guys, until next week. So Saturday, 8 o'clock, Lifetime. Watch Jay's latest movie, Psycho Yoga Instructor.
Gotta be there. All right, thanks.
I'll see you guys.
Bye.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.